Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. My producer, Brian, he's slapping me about the head because I'm not paying attention here.
Keep
I'm
that
sorry,
music
Brian.
On for a little bit right, there, Brian. Yeah. Come on, let's
right. It's
let's
better
get a
listening to
Mardi
that
Gras
than me,
going,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the Mardi Gras show. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're having a little bit of fun. We just had a really nice two-segment conversation with Greg Guidry from the Percy Guidry Company, and as luck may have it, we have the other half of the Guidry brothers. And T. Guid, are you out there, brother?
Yeah, bonsoir.
Oh, bonsoir to you, too.
Bonsoir, monsieur. So, sorry to give you the lousy leftovers, baby. You're only getting one segment. Your brother hogged up two.
Well, that's all right. He's good for it. You know, he's good at talking about barbecue and cooking, and he don't know when to shut up. You know?
Well, who does? We don't either. But nice to have my brothers from another mother on here from Lafayette.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I tell you, we just wrapped up Mardi Gras. I'm sure he told you all about it. It's been crazy down here, and the weather seems to want to break. We've been getting some 70-degree days, and we just got a front come through for Mardi Gras. It's a little cold to be out there grilling, but we're going to be pretty soon.
Aww. Hard to grill at 70, isn't it?
Yeah. We had this conversation earlier, T. Guid.
Right.
Bob was in Key West when a pipe broke because it froze up here in his house, and he's trying to cry me a river, and I'm like, dude, Can't buy it. I'm sorry. You're
I'm
in Key West.
It.
Yeah, I'm not taking
No, we've had like minus 30 up here, baby.
Yeah. No, I wasn't complaining that it was too cold to grill. It's, in my opinion, that's what's great about the Cajun grill. You know, it's not a gas grill where you got to sit there and flip it, watch it, baby it. You put that food on the Cajun, you go back inside where it's nice and warm, light your fire in the fireplace.
I think it's always nice and warm in Lafayette, so don't. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. We're not relating very well here, bro.
Yeah, no, it's all good, brother. It's all good.
So, when I was visiting you here a year ago, your brother took me to the Old Time Grocery.
Yeah.
And I had the best po' boy that I think probably in the world. Is it safe to say?
Yeah. They're pretty much known for that Old Time Grocery, and closely followed by another place that's a favorite of mine. It's Chris's Po' Boy here in Lafayette. But you can't miss. Either one you go to, you're going to have a great po' boy.
So tell people what that is.
Basically, a po' boy is a sandwich. You know, it's a Cajun French sandwich, and it starts out with a good French bread. Do y'all have French bread up in Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
have you ever heard of Detroit?
Right.
Language.
No. We're just so everybody's on board. We're Northern France. We're not the South of France.
Yeah. And my grandma was a La Palme. So yeah, there's plenty of Frenchies up here, buddy.
There you go.
You don't own that stuff.
No, I'm not saying I don't get up to Michigan too often. You know?
I know. We're going to work on that.
We're working on that. Yeah. So you start with a good French bread. And what I like to do, which, you know, they probably didn't do that at Old Time Grocery or Chris's Po' Boy, but I like doing a little toasting of my garlic bread on the grill. So what I do is I cut it into a nice manageable sandwich size. If it's a full loaf, about a 20-inch loaf, you know, I cut it into like four sections, you know, and then we split it down the middle, and we melt some butter and some garlic, fresh garlic, kind of crushed up and minced up, and we kind of saute that on the grill.
Brush it on.
Add a little bit of seasoning, you know, a little bit of salt, pepper, cayenne, just to give it a little bit of
Of course.
And then we brush that on the inside of the bread loaf, and then we put it on the grill and just lightly toast it, and then pull that off. And then what we do, we're known for shrimp. Shrimp po' boys is one of our favorite and most recognized po' boys down here. And, again, they fry their shrimp, which is fine. But if you really want to do something nice on the grill, Cajun grill preferably, you can kind of get your fire going and get you some beautiful shrimp, prawns, whatever you want to call them, and lightly season them with some salt and black pepper and some cayenne, give it a little kick. And you can either open grill them, or you can put it like in these little pans that you can saute in on the grill. And you just want to cook them to where the inside is not pink. You know, you don't want to overcook it. You just want to kind of
right
get it to where it's done.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Jop is a fanatic about not overcooking shrimp. Jop is our shrimp specialist here. And that's kind of like, he's like, I'd call him a shrimp snob probably. But he's very, very fussy about his shrimp.
Oh, then me and him are going to get along just
We're all good, T-Gid. I'm just telling you because Bob can't spell shrimp. I'm just telling you. He can grill a lot of stuff, but he messes up a shrimp when he looks at it.
Yeah,
what I want to know is we were talking to Greg, and he said he didn't devein shrimp. Do you?
Well, you know, if my wife is eating it, then, yeah.
Consistent.
I butterfly them. But I try and tell her that's where all the nutrients are.
Man. There you go.
The oil and the sand and you know everything that they're feeding on, it's all in there.
It's so funny because when I was a young man living in Hawaii and I used to grill shrimp, I didn't know there was such a thing called deveining. I didn't know you did that. And then I cooked some for somebody and they go, "Didn't you devein it?" And I'm like, yeah, I knew.
Well, I just so you know,
what's
the
diff?
My baked potatoes with the skin on. All
I do too.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I do too.
That's where all the good stuff is at.
And that's the last analogy we're going to use.
You can't. You just can't eat too much dirt. I'm just telling you, it's good for you.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So after you grill your shrimp and you got your bread all prepared, you know, the condiments are pretty simple. Again, this is where they differ between Old Time and Chris's, and I like Chris's better. But they, you know, they use a mayonnaise base on top of the garlic bread, and then they come back with, you know, different types of vegetables. And instead of lettuce, which Old Time uses, Chris's uses shredded cabbage. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. And so you put the shredded cabbage, and then you put the grilled shrimp, and then you take some Swiss cheese, or the cheese of your preference. I like Swiss
because
nutty, buttery flavor on it.
Nutty?
And then I put it back on the grill and start to melt the cheese, and then you fold it over, and it's à la manger, brother. It's
I don't remember the Swiss being on at Old Time. Did they have cheese on there?
Again, you have to ask for it. I mean, some people like provolone, some people like mozzarella. You know, Swiss with shrimp, it's a killer.
He didn't. I sense he didn't tell you all his secrets, which is a good shrimp guy, right? That's why you don't like shrimp. You don't know how to eat them.
His
man.
Brother took me to Old Time, and they made us a po' boy.
Yeah.
And I don't remember there being cheese on it.
Because you're from the north, they can read it all over your forehead, man.
Old Time puts tomatoes, a lot of other stuff, but I like it just the shredded cabbage, the grilled shrimp with the melted. And if you can find Lacy Baby Swiss, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You put that on it and melt that. Oh, my God.
So have you ever been up to Maine, been up to Bahaba?
No, but Bubba, we're going up there. We got a new distributor up there in Canada, so we're going to take a little trip back to the land.
You got to go to Bahaba and get yourself a lobster roll. It's just like a po' boy. It's fantastic. The lobster in Maine is fantastic. You're going to, dude, I wish I could take you.
Well, we're going to hook it up. I mean, we got to hook up this trip. The band's back together.
I know.
Road trip.
I'm so happy.
All I want to be is a roadie.
So,
I don't need to play.
Best of luck
on, let's go, bro.
Best of luck in Dallas. I got some buds coming down to see you, so hopefully one of those will be your next big dog up here, and we can get the Cajun back into distribution in the Great Lakes.
Outstanding. And we got a new one coming out.
I saw it.
Gave you a teaser.
I saw it. I wish I could talk about it. It's badass. Yeah. It's such a great idea. You guys are firing on all five cylinders. That's a Volvo.
That's a
Mercedes.
Yeah.
Okay. Jappy's trying to make us the next Mardi Gras cocktail, and he thinks he's so funny over here. So he grabs a bottle of club soda and twists the top. Guess what the thing did?
What?
Explosion.
He just had a shower.
I just had a club soda explosion.
All right.
We're good.
T-Gid, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck in Dallas. Let's get that Cajun Grill distributed all across the country and get you guys
brother.
Where you belong.
Well, I appreciate it. And thank y'all for the support. And we look forward to cooking and smoking with you guys soon.
Okay. Hey, good time. Thanks so much.
Y'all be cool.
All right. That was Keith Guidry, otherwise known as T-Gid, actual board of directors member of the Grillin' Guys show, along with Cowboy Rob Russell and Big Paulie. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.